This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Off the ball. Rugby.
I prefer the Leinster coming to us if we hadn't lost to Cardiff. But it's something special for us. You know, in South Africa, you see the top couple of clubs in the world. They go Leinster, Toulouse, Bordeaux. So we've got to test ourselves. So, yeah, it's nice to be here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Oh, he's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. We're not going to do it seriously.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the Sherry segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Every week we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. We had a week off last week, far more rare than it used to be, thankfully, but the musical chairs of presenters continue. I'm back into my old seat this week, and believe me, the torturing hurts a lot more than the torture. Bollocks up that line. Great start. Okay.
You actually wrote this quiz as well.
Yeah. It was like 24 hours ago. May as well have been a complete stranger. Didn't have a great sleep last night. Okay, you can listen to the crappy quiz on YouTube each week or wherever you get your podcasts. Please comment, leave a review. And if you like this, why not also become an Off The Ball member to avail of our actual quality content that we don't give away for free? That's offtheball.com/join if you want to become an Off The Ball member. And now, for a special announcement that will come as a surprise to today's contestants who didn't get advanced revision time ahead of this. It's not the leaving cert we have here, lads, but again, just that's another completely bollocks up line.
Nice.
That was supposed to be.
Yeah, what a start.
This is going badly. But anyway.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I am now going to. Right, from now on. We're starting from now on. This is our last quiz before the World Cup. So we bring you a World Cup special crappy quiz on this Friday morning.
Great.
How do we feel about that, folks?
I'm delighted for a World Cup quiz.
Yeah.
I have been getting into the mood of it this week, especially after I seen Ben Syme's social video, like calling out for Panini stickers.
Yeah.
And he's going to make a little community, or the collective is going to try and make a little community of swapping World Cup stickers. Something I kind of haven't done since I've been about 6 years old, but fair play to them all the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three Grant Hanleys, if anybody wants them. That's a call out there.
I believe Jared Bowen is in the England collection, is he?
Is he? Because all these have to be done before.
There's a lot of famous people who didn't make squads who are like, you know, but USA 94 was my sticker collection.
Yeah.
That's grim, isn't it?
Apparently the whole panel, not just the starting team, will be out on pitch for the anthems at World Cup games.
Oh, rugby style.
Yeah. But the whole thing. Like, not even just the subs as well, like the whole
squad. Everybody's a sub though, aren't they?
Everyone's a sub, but it's basically three times the size panel will be on the pitch. So Bowen will just be there.
The entire pitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bring Bowen along.
This is the ultra-patriotic World Cup. I think it's sponsored by someone as well, isn't it?
The World Cup?
As in that actual event.
Of course it is. Yeah. The anthems brought to you by
Coca-Cola.
Someone else.
We're in America after all.
Yeah.
Okay. Allow me to now formally introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting industry. You've heard from them all. But first up is a man who's scouring around for some new opposition in this quiz of ours. He's put the good doctor into retirement. He's put me back into the presenter chair. And when he came into the studio today, he saw the breadth of his domain and wept. for there were no quizzes left to conquer. Please welcome David the Fountain Wilson.
It's funny you say that because the last quiz I was on, I lost.
Yeah, do you know what? I did remember that halfway through the script and decided, you know, yeah. It's only the quiz. It doesn't really matter. You know, accuracy isn't that important.
Exactly. Exactly that.
Of course, though, there are always quizzers left to conquer. And one of them is relishing this quiz of World Cup's past. And it's not the scores and scorers where he'll thrive, though. No, no, let's face it. There isn't a sports story from before 1970 that this man hasn't chewed Pat Kenny's ear about over the last couple of years. And not just on air. He's been known to just appear in a sinister fashion as Pat's getting his morning coffee with a fat book in hand and a knowing smile, ready to impart some unwanted knowledge on our most cherished broadcasting legend. Hoping for specialist rounds and the type of leather used in World Cup balls and the strange case of Mexican conquistadors that almost ruined the 1934 World Cup, please welcome Cameron. Who's that coming over the hill?
Hey.
Great to be here. Thanks.
That is everyone. One of the longest intros. Did spend time doing this.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah. Good intro, though.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll ring Pat and he'll be like, oh, is this for the show? Oh, yeah, maybe, actually. Yeah, good point.
Those conquistadors, though.
Ah, tell you what. Yeah.
Strange that they were trying to ruin the 1934 World Cup, which was in Italy.
Yeah.
400 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. San Patricio's, yeah.
Spain's the real empire.
Mm. Okay. Finally, we have a very simple philosophy here in Off the Ball Towers. If you're good enough, you're old enough. And not, by the way, the other way around, which almost everyone says, but makes literally no sense. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
If you're good enough, you're old enough, people say. Yeah. Oh, no, sorry, that is the correct record. But they say, if you're old enough, you're good enough.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, it's like...
Because I'm old enough, and I'm certainly not good enough.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, Jose Pekerman was too much of a coward to use his prodigy at the 2006 World Cup, but we'll never make that mistake. If it's too early and it ruins his future and quizzing career, well, that's just a risk we are willing to take. Please welcome, for his crappy quiz debut, Ross the Prodigy Flanagan.
Oh.
Prodigy. Hopefully a fire starter.
Hey.
Nice.
So Ross, we gave David the Fountain moniker in his first quiz because of our hope for his quizzing prowess, and it didn't start too well, I would say, David, but look what's become.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He got those early reps under his belt, those early caps, putting in those kind of, like, you know, those first 10-15 caps in an Irish shirt / crappy quiz seat, you know, paved the way for him now to become one of the leaders of the show. So, you know,
I wouldn't say one of the leaders, but it's a bit like what Mason Melia, you know, he came on for like 2 minutes there last week and he might get 20 minutes maybe tonight, and, you know.
But I think you're in more the Troy Parrott role now and Ross is Mason Melia, you know, so.
It's awful good of you to invite me on for Ross's first quiz just as kind of, you know, an easy target. Like, I feel like, you know, in those heats in the 100 metres at the Olympics where the first heat is always like the two lads from American Samoa and one of the grand staff. I feel like
No. It's better than that. You're when England recalled Jordan Henderson because 26 is a big squad and they don't actually need all 26 players, but
good,
they want
the
vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like a very important person.
I'll take that.
You know?
All right.
A 26 player who's a leader and is good around the dressing room is more important than the 26th best player.
I would agree with that, yeah. Even like the way the England picked the squad. Not that I feel that Jordan Henderson should be in the squad, but like, you're going to have to get along with each other for like 5-6 weeks, especially when I get deep into the tournament. That's why I think the likes of maybe, I don't know, some players have been left at home, maybe more talented players than Henderson. But I did just see a video, as I think it was last night, and it was Jordan Henderson's, every time he gave the ball away against Croatia in the 2018 World Cup semi-final, he gave the ball away like 20 times. And it's just him, just the ball, him getting the second balls and just hooking it over his head, and Harry Kane just looking at it and bounced there for a throw in. Like,
so when you say more talented, you don't mean at his current age, you mean just in general
just
there are more
general
talented footballers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, will we get going?
Let's get into it.
Before we do, I just want to remind you that you can send us questions for the crappy quiz if you so want to. You can send your questions to us via email, crappyquiz@offtheball.com. They come to me and I don't present the show that much anymore, but do send them. I will have a look at them. And if I'm not on that week, I'll forward them on. And if I am, I'll hold them until the week I'm not. Also, if you don't want to let the old ways die, you can still send us your questions via postcard. Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round 1 is the call your shot round. I'm going to give you a set of questions with list answers. You can each bid on how many you can name. The person with the highest bid will then see if they can how many they can answer. If they reach the number, they win the point. If they don't or get one wrong at any time, the remaining two players will be asked to predict the amount they can name from the remaining answers. If they don't reach that mark, the last man standing wins the coveted coward's point. We will allow counter bids when it's your turn. If somebody bids the full amount, on their turn, they will get the chance to name them. So David starts the bidding for this one, then Cameron, then Ross. RT Television have announced their punditry team for World Cup 2026 this week. Between in-studio pundits and co-commentators, there are 13 names in all who have been announced by the broadcaster so far. How many can you confidently name?
That's a good, really good question. I'll go 8.
8 of the 13, Cameron?
Oh no, I'm sitting that out. 8 is the very high.
I'm going to be coaching Ross through this quiz, by the way, so just so you know. The thing here is to, if you absolutely haven't the clue and you don't feel that he has 8, David's, by the way, very good at this round. He bamboozles me, so yeah. I'm probably the worst person to give advice to you on this one, but I would definitely bump him up a little bit anyway.
I'd say 9. I got 9.
Yeah, now he might make you do the 9.
You gonna do that?
You gotta do the 9.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright. So.
Yeah.
Kevin Doyle.
Kevin Doyle is one. Yeah.
Didier Mann.
Didier Mann.
James McLean.
All correct so far, yeah.
Arnie O'Gorman.
He's flying. He's flying.
Ray Houghton.
Ray Houghton, yeah.
Ronnie Whelan.
Ronnie Whelan. I knew he was coming next.
Yeah.
They're all diving.
I hope Ronnie enjoys the World Cup. I really do.
Stephen Kelly.
Yeah, Stephen Kelly. Yeah. What are we on here?
I think you're nearly there.
That's 7.
Oh.
1, 2. That is. Are we missing someone? I've only got 6.
1, 2.
No, Stephen Kelly. Yeah, sorry. 7.
5,
yeah,
6, 7. Yeah.
Alan Carley.
Alan Carley. Very good.
Great shout.
That was my yeah.
One more for the first point. Prodigy. Prodigy.
Stephanie Roach Sambra.
No!
Oh. Every other tournament.
Oh, what?
Every other tournament.
Okay. Gotten. Bloody hell. All right, that means there's 5 left, lads. David, you get the bid first of those 5. This is so far, by the way. I'm not to say that Stephanie won't show up, but yet, she was not announced.
I'll go 2.
Okay, Cameron, can you beat 2?
No, go ahead.
Richie Sadler.
Yeah. You've given it to him here with 2, I think.
Shea Given
is correct.
Right, yeah. I would have thought he'd be.
David guessed the point. Cameron was hanging around for the coward's point. Now, you've not even a bid. I don't know if anyone's ever even done that.
No.
Shane Hannon's done it once or twice.
Cunningham.
I don't know.
Lee Fahey. And
Louise Quinn.
Our own.
Stewie Byrne.
Keith Tracy.
Keith Tracy.
Oh, good for Keith.
I've read the 3 times.
I've
heard
of him.
I had Stewie Byrne down, actually.
Right, okay. David gets that point. Ross, I feel like you've missed a sitter in the first minute there.
That's a good effort.
Alan Colley was talking about this World Cup and saying, there's going to be a lot of mid-games. And it's like, I don't know if RTE are going to be massively impressed with you saying that ahead of their coverage.
Yeah. But
well, they have 5 commentators for 104 games, which is tough.
Okay, question 2. Cameron, you're bidding first in this one. Ross, then David.
Oh, dear.
A much simpler question. Any country to have played in a World Cup final, taking all confusion out of it here, we are accepting the name of the country at the time they played the final, and there are 14 overall.
Okay. I'll go with 11.
Go 12.
I'll go 13.
Okay. Does anybody, Cameron, do you want to go for the whole lot?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
All right, okay. 14.
Sorry, how many in total is there?
14.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ross doesn't get the counter bid that. Let's go, Cameron.
France.
France, 4 times. All since 1998, remarkably.
Argentina.
Argentina, 6 times.
Brazil.
Brazil, 7.
Germany / West Germany.
That's 2 answers.
Yeah, I was thinking
both correct. And I'm glad you said it that way, because I was worried about the controversy, because lineage wise they all count the same, but we're sorted now. That's done. Right. And you're up to 5 already.
Yeah, no GDR here. Italy.
Yeah, Italy, 6 times finalists.
England.
England, 1 time.
Spain.
Spain one time.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands three times. Would you rather be to a final three times and never win it, or only get there once and win it?
What is it?
Would it be 60 years ago?
As a Mayo man, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sweden.
Sweden, yeah. Very good.
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia, two-time losing finalists.
Uruguay.
Uruguay, two-time winners. There are two more. I'd say the lads will clean up here, but will they get a chance to?
Don't know if you will now.
Okay.
Great to get a full point.
If you so
can answer all the answers, yeah.
I'd be delighted with that.
The beauty.
But listen,
like when Arthur named 71 All Ireland finalists.
That was incredible, yeah.
In a row.
That is insane. Yeah.
In order.
Yeah.
Let the boy cook. Okay, starting to struggle now.
Must be 72. You couldn't possibly have an odd number for that. But.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Champions.
Right.
Right, come on, two more.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm fairly sure of one. And there's one that's a punt.
Okay.
Oh, who did they play?
Have you got them, Matt? Quietly.
I think I have one.
I have one.
One.
Okay. Hungary?
Hungary. 1938 and 54.
Yeah.
One more.
One more. Oh, it's such a punt.
There's people screaming at their...
The radios and podcasts.
At their wirelesses.
Yeah, at their phones.
Yeah. Ah. The Soviet Union?
No.
Ah!
Ah, great effort, though.
The way it goes is that Ross is the one to bid. There is one left. I don't think we've been in this position before. You can either let David do it or you do it.
Oh, obviously I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's Croatia.
Exactly. Croatia. That's the point. Croatia. The most recent team on the list, 2018, where they lost to France. Ross gets the point. Cameron did all the hard work, as Ross did in round one.
Story of my life.
Just tap it in.
Will David do all the hard work for Cameron and make it a perfect round trip of a round as we go to question three?
Unlikely.
Where Ross bids first. Republic of Ireland players to have scored in a World Cup. And there are eight of them, Ross.
Five.
Okay. David?
Six.
No thanks.
Do you want to beat six?
No.
No, okay. Six it is then, David.
Oh, God, I don't really have the answers. I'll go Katie McCabe.
Oh, sorry, this is a men's World Cup. I'm not going to rule you out on that one. You start again.
Yeah, that would have been
this
unfair.
And I should have actually clarified that, because actually I was thinking of women's World Cup questions as well. So this is a specific FIFA men's World Cup quiz, the entire thing overall. If there are women's answers that overlap or anything like that, they don't count. The men's World Cup is starting on next Thursday or Wednesday, whatever day it is.
I was thinking of when the Soviets got to the women's final.
There are eight men to have scored for Ireland in a World Cup.
And I have to name six of them.
Yeah.
Okay, Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane, yeah.
Damien Duff.
Yes.
Gary Breen.
Yeah. So far you've covered one match.
Two technically.
Matt Holland.
Yeah.
Ray Houghton.
Ray Houghton, yeah.
Ray Houghton.
Niall Quinn.
Niall Quinn. There you go. That's six.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Kevin Sheedy.
Yeah.
And John Aldrich.
Jesus, I had Liam Sheedy written down.
Liam Sheedy, yeah. Have we not done Liam Sheedy, Kevin Sheedy on this quiz before?
Maybe.
I think we've done too many crappy quizzes. I feel like Will might have made that mistake one time. lost out on a round where he referred to Kevin Sheedy as Liam Sheedy.
He's always got hurling on the brain, that lad.
David has 2 points. Cameron yet to get off the mark, and Ross on 1 point as we head into round two, which we're sticking with Arthur's invention here. I literally had to get him to send me a script so I'd understand what this round was, but I liked it, so we're keeping it going. We're sticking with the inverted Wikipedia round. Instead of guessing a player based on the clubs I give you, you're here, you're going to be given a list of players, clubs, things, and all you have to do is tell me what links them all together. It could be as simple as the fact that they've played on the same team together. It won't be that. Or something more fiendishly difficult. It will be that. But once you think you know the answer, you can shout your nickname, get it right, and you earn a point. Wrong, and you're frozen out until the next question, or, importantly, until everybody has guessed incorrectly, and then everybody's back free-for-all from that point on. For the avoidance of doubt, we're going to be operating on a fairly strict ruling when it comes to the accuracy of the link, so no whining if you come close, but not close enough.
Like me with the CBS pundits and the Fox.
That was the greatest stolen point of all time.
I'm still sick over that.
You could have just, even if you said American TV pundits, I think they probably would have given it to you.
Yeah, true.
You can't get it technically wrong. Anyway, don't forget your nicknames that you have to use for this one, which is The Fountain, Who's That Coming Over The, and The Prodigy.
Song not What's That Coming Over.
Oh yeah, it should be What's That. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What's That Coming Over The.
Point of order.
Mm. Okay.
Big automatic.
Let's get underway. Question one. Teams. Iceland. Trinidad and Tobago. Togo. Angola.
The Fountain.
Go on.
They've only been in the World Cup once.
No. China. Jamaica. The United Arab Emirates. Kuwait. Israel. Slovenia. El Salvador. Iraq.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
Teams that finished bottom of their group. Once.
No. So Cameron, it's all yours. You may as well wait till the end if you don't know. Panama. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Haiti. Qatar, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Bolivia, New Zealand, Honduras, Canada, South Africa, Ivory Coast, Tunisia, Iran, and Scotland.
Is it teams that have never scored a goal at a World Cup?
It isn't. Everybody, are we back in?
The Fountain.
Yeah.
Teams that have played in the World Cup but haven't won a game.
No. We're in free-for-all territory, Jeez. Though, so you can guess again.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
Teams that never got out of their group.
Yes.
World Cup.
Nice. Teams that have played in the World Cup but never got out of the group. I always thought Scotland was the giveaway there because it's so famous. They have played in... It started off with teams who've been in it the least and moved a lot. So as you get to Tunisia, Iran, etc.
Yeah.
Scotland have been in the World Cup 9 times.
And never got out of the group.
That's why I feel that is going to change this year, but there's something... And I like this Scotland team and I want them to do well, but there's a huge part to me that wants this to continue because it's an incredible
forever
team.
They've got a defeat to Haiti in them.
Haiti won 4-0 at the week there during the week against New Zealand, and the Scots were like, oh, you know, maybe they're better than what we thought. And then Brazil hammered Panama and Morocco. Also
Brazil might be good too.
Morocco had a good win.
Scotland.
So
but three teams could get out. So
forever cursed.
Three teams could have got out in 1990 when they did. Oh, Brazil were in that group with them as well.
That would be so awful after the Euros. Scotland just finished bottom of that group.
Mm.
Okay, so Ross eventually gets the point there. Question two.
I like this.
Pedro. Sorry, no, not Pedro on his own. Pedro Monzon. Gustavo Dezotti. Marcel Desailly. Zinedine Zidane. John Huitinger.
That's the list.
Defending. That is the list, yes.
Players who scored headers in World Cup finals?
No. Pedro Monzon, Gustavo Dezotti, Marcel Desailly, Zinedine Zidane, John Huitinger.
What's that coming over there? Players got red cards in World Cup finals.
Yes, in World Cup final. Well done, I needed that last bit. They did. Monzon and Dezotti were both sent off for Argentina in the Italian 90 final. Desailly, I did not remember, was sent off in the 3-0 win against Brazil in 98. Zidane, obviously, everybody knows, and Heidegger was sent off late for Holland in a game that obviously Nigel de Jong should have been sent off in the 2010
That's nearly
final.
Threw me.
Okay, Cameron, off the mark. Question three. Good luck to me. Francisco Olazar, Juan Jose Tramutola, Carol Petru, Carolee Dietz, Flavio Costa, Gustav Sebez, George Rayner, Rudolf Vitasil.
The Fountain.
Yes.
Referees who refereed World Cup finals?
Nope. Helmut Schön, Ferruccio Valcareggi, Rinus Michels, Ernst Happel, Jupp Derval, Franz Beckenbauer, Carlos Bilardo, Arrigo Sacchi, Mario Zagallo, Rudy Vuller, Ramon Domenech.
I can't.
Prodigy.
No.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
Players that have played in the World Cup and managed international teams?
No.
Oh.
Cameron, all yours. Okay. Bert van Marwijk, Alejandro Sabella, Zlatko Dalic, Didier Deschamps.
Are we going back in?
No, you can't yet, but I'm just checking. Do you know? I feel like you do. No?
Steely. Okay. Okay, Deschamps. Zagallo.
Okay, so I'm going to just go from like halfway through again.
Yeah, yeah.
Helmut Schön, Valcareggi, Michels, Happel, Derval, Beckenbauer, Bilardo, Sacchi, Zagallo, Vuller, Domenech, Van Marwijk, Sabella, Dalic, Deschamps. There's an order to this as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take your non-answer as a guess and allow it to be free for all. So you've got 10 seconds here.
Is it World Cup managers who lost their opening game?
No,
no.
Okay, let's go again.
The Fountain.
Yeah.
World Cup final managers when they've managed the country in that tournament for the first time.
No, that's amazing. That's so detailed.
And we had.
I think even by this round standards, that would be a cruel way of putting it. No, that's not what I'm looking for here.
Is it? What's that coming over? Is it World Cup managers mentioned in inverting the pyramid?
Well,
that would take a lot of research. Yeah. No answer to that.
It's.
We need the nicknames here. We're in free for all land. But it is David can go. Now
The Fountain.
Yeah.
World Cup final losing manager.
Yes.
You
got it. World Cup final losing managers. Yes. Losing managers in World Cup finals is what I have written down there.
Jeez. So Domenech was in charge in 2006.
Yeah. I thought you'd get it from the last few, like, you know.
Yeah.
Sacchi in 94 on is sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, I kind of had an idea of it, like, after I Gustavo Sebes, I literally read that not so long ago, and I was thinking, is he a referee? But he's not. Something happened with him with a referee.
In fairness, George Rayner, who's the English guy who was the Sweden manager in 1958, sounds like a referee.
Yeah. No, exactly does, that, like, yeah. Because there's, like, English referees refereed quite a lot of the first finals.
Anyway, there you go. David gets that point. Okay.
Got that.
Is that the longest quiz guess ever? His second one, where it was like, if they were in the first World Cup, but like it was an essay.
Yeah. I was thinking more Arthur, how he writes the quizzes. There was a question last week, which is just mental.
Yeah. No, I try to keep it a little fairer, although I don't know. It's hard to judge your own stuff. Right. Question four. This one's pretty hard. Sorry. feel free to ignore the first six or seven here. Lucien Laurent, Ernesto Belis.
I love that they're all names. Yes,
Joseph Gauchel, Ademir, Milos Milutinovic, Hector Facundo, Pele. Heard of him. Like, why do I do this to myself? Dinko Dermenjiev, Paul Breitner.
What's that coming over there?
Yeah.
Is the youngest player at a World Cup?
No.
British World Cup?
No. Bernard Lacombe, Erwin Vandenberg, Alessandro Altobelli, François Omam Baik, Jurgen Klinsmann, Cesar Sampaio, Papa Booba Jop.
The Fountain.
Yes.
Players who scored goals against the previous World Cup champions.
No.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
Players that scored in the opening game.
I can't take that. Oh. Sorry. No, you're all back in.
Oh, what's that coming over? Players that scored the opening goal. at a World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. Billy Glam.
Klinsmann in the Rose Bowl in my head. Oh, I didn't like, oh.
Yeah, Chabalala.
Yeah, Chabalala.
Marcelo, Gazinski and Valencia.
Yep.
Qatar versus
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Talk about knowing how to start a World Cup.
Like, that's one of the most disappointing things the last few weeks. We saw Qatar here against Ireland and they're terrible. Like, and they're in the World Cup again. Anyway, that's just a geographical thing.
Yeah.
But such
it is, yeah. Well, there's double the amount of Asian teams in this World Cup than there was at the last one.
Mm.
And the last one was a record. So it is kind of like the expansion is like, and maybe that's better because it does spread it across the world more, but it's quite the jump.
Yeah.
You know, third of the tournament is still European though.
Hmm?
Third of the tournament is still European.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
So there is that.
Grant, we still can't get into it though. Okay. This one doesn't have too many in it. Uruguay, Italy, England, West Germany, Argentina, France.
If anything, countries that have got to their first World Cup final and won it?
No.
No. What's that?
Yeah.
Countries who've won the World Cup while hosting it.
On home soil. Very good. Cameron, you have a really good round there. I think you got 3 points, did he?
It's all that Pakenny stuff, I'm telling you.
Yeah. David, I think, got one, so you're on 3 overall as well. And Ross, you got one, so you're on 2 overall. So it's 3-3-2. As we go to round 3, well done all there. So round 3, of course, is the pass the parcel of doom round. In this round, all you've got to do is give me a list. Give me a name that's on a list of names that I have, and the parcel of doom passes on to the next contestant, who then also has to give me a name. We'll keep moving through the list until one of you gives me an incorrect answer, at which point the parcel explodes and you'll be eliminated and shamed, much like Scotland. Okay, question 1. David, you're going first here, then Cameron, then Ross. Name any player who appeared on the pitch at the 2022 World Cup final.
Okay.
There are 35 of these.
35?
One of the teams made 7 subs, which was a bit of a surprise to me, I have to say.
Oh, that's odd.
Because you get the extra time one, and there must have been a concussion one or something. So one team had 6 subs and one had 7.
Yeah.
Ludicrous stuff, really, like, isn't it?
Yeah, that's mental.
True. Look at that during the Champions League final. I'm like, this isn't these two teams anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're just back fours against new teams.
Yeah. Shift of thieves.
That's ridiculous.
Me first, yeah. Kylian Mbappe.
Yes, Kylian Mbappe.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi.
Lionel,
exactly, yeah.
Emiliano Martinez.
Emiliano Martinez. World's number one.
Alexis McAllister.
Correct.
God, this is the thing about this round, you just forget all the names.
Yeah.
Of
so,
everyone.
So bloody many. I can't even find Mbappe here. I'm sure I wrote them down. Oh, there he is.
Kingsley Coman.
Yes, Kingsley Coman.
Lautaro Martinez.
I wrote down Kingsley Coman, which is definitely not right. Martinez is correct, yeah.
Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I just deleted the quiz.
Oh. Well, that's been today's quiz.
Just control Z.
No, I went back to the previous version. I think we're okay. That would have been...
Fairs have played at the 2018 World Cup final.
As in the quiz from 2 months ago, the last time I wrote it. just have to go and find the bloody thing again now. Who last spoke?
Me.
Fernandez, was that the last one?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Come on, rattle through.
Antoine Griezmann.
Antoine Griezmann, yeah.
Benjamin Pavard.
No.
Yeah,
that's all.
You gone.
I missed that final.
You missed that final?
I was working.
Ah, sure we all were.
Yeah.
In
fairness.
Yeah, well. That's when you're working in the place with no TVs.
Back to me, yeah?
Back to you.
Angel Di Maria.
Yeah.
Mm. Jules Koundé.
Koundé, who played in Pavard's position.
Thanks for the help there.
Yeah.
Really good of you.
Hugo Lloris.
Yeah.
Randall Kolo Muani.
Total Moana, yeah. See, you have to outlast Cameron's...
And literally like, wearing a French jersey. Yeah,
yeah, literally wearing a French jersey with every fact about France except for who they played in the 2018 World Cup final.
Yeah.
We all have blank spots.
He might never hurt. He said Lautaro Martinez, I think, did he? Was that you?
No, it was me.
Okay, so yeah, we're not getting any Argentinians off Cameron.
Aurelien Tchouaméni.
Tchouaméni, this is the way to go, David. Sorry, I didn't mean to be leading the witness there, but I'd start going French.
Oh, which one though? Lucas Hernandez?
Oh no, you're so early to go to Hernandez. It's Teo.
It's Teo.
Oh God, okay.
Montiel, Dybala. Nick Otamendi.
Molina, Romero, Otamendi, Tagliafico, Rodrigo De Paul, and Julian Alvarez were the starters that you didn't get from Argentina. You also had Acuña, Montiel, Paredes, Pazella and Dybala, who you mentioned. The starters from France you didn't get were Varane, Upamecano, Teo Hernandez, Rabiot, Dembele, and Olivier Giroud. We had Kola Moane, so bench players Marcus Thuram, Camavinga, Youssef Fofana, Kanate, and Axel Disasi was brought on in the 121st minute.
That was
the seventh sub that France made, yeah.
Made the difference.
That is crazy.
The 121st minute, yeah.
Absolutely. What a final, though.
Bizarre. What a final is right, yeah. 3-3 draw. Be doing well to get that this year. Okay, so David gets the point there, puts him back into the lead. The next one, we're looking at Cameron up first here, then Ross, then David. Any player to have scored in a World Cup for England since and including 1990? And there are 31 of these.
World Cup for England.
England. Harry Kane.
Harry Kane has just the 8.
Matthew Upson.
7 penalties.
That is a rookie error.
Unless it's a flex.
Yeah.
You know, now what I would suggest with the pass the parcel round is you put the...
No, I know that. I know
you put the answers in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you take away an obvious one from someone else. Yeah, yeah.
I just had to...
But that was a good flex, actually.
No, it was a good flex.
Matthew Upson scored against...
In Germany. In one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah, if you just like watching England lose.
Yeah, exactly. Back to me, yeah.
Was that 1-0 to England?
No, it was 2-1 at that point. They made it 2-1, and then Lampard hit the bar.
And needless to say, Matthew Upson has one goal.
Upson gone.
Wayne Rooney. Many goals would you say Wayne Rooney scored?
It is one. Yeah, it was against Uruguay.
2014.
Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker. Solid answer.
Available
four goals,
for,
obviously.
On the tree.
Had some before 1990 as well.
Me next. Mike Long.
Mickey Owen, 4 goals.
David Beckham.
Yeah, give David Beckham something that wouldn't be normally credit for him. Obviously he had longevity and over 100 caps, scored in 3 consecutive World Cups.
That's pretty good going. Raheem
got
Sterling
a lot of credit for a penalty he scored against Argentina, but anyway.
Raheem Sterling
is right, yeah. I'll have to find it, but he has won, yeah.
Phil Foden
also has won, yeah.
It's good against Iran.
Jesse Lingard.
Oh, we're getting... These are good answers, lads. We're getting the ones I didn't expect.
Right. I know there's one he famously didn't score. Frank Lampard.
No.
He didn't, no.
No. Right. Well, he did, but he's not on this list.
Purists will know.
Unreal that Lampard didn't score, actually, but yeah. No. All right,
I might be going out on radio.
We still keep our decorum, no matter what platform we're on.
Darn it.
You gobshite.
I'm going to take a punt here because I can't remember any of the 98 players, but Harry Maguire.
Dele Alli. Same match for those two, I think. Quarter final
2 weeks ago.
That's right. Signing for Bulls.
Kyle Mulcahy. I should wonder if I. It's time. Trying to remember. Who scored against Tunisia? Paul Scholes.
Yeah, Paul Scholes is right, yeah. Shout scored out. Against Tunisia. Good knowledge.
Jack Grealish.
Jack Grealish did, yeah. He got one. In a big win.
Go on, Ross.
It's a ding-dong battle here.
Was there a Heskey goal in 2002?
There was a Heskey goal. Yeah. I don't know if it was 2002, yeah, but probably was.
Joe Cole.
Got a great goal in the 06 World Cup against Sweden.
Yeah.
Was it Sweden?
Yeah, it was. Chest and volley?
Yeah, on the left side, yeah. Mm.
David Platt.
David Platt.
Oh, Ross.
Four goals in Italia 90.
Great shout.
Three goals in Italia 90.
Didn't he have that one? But then yeah. I was like, you are like nearly kind of like that football era. You have serious knowledge of
early 90s.
Platt's goal against
Egypt, Cameroon, wasn't it?
Belgium in the 120th minute of the last 16 game. Yeah, unbelievable. Snuck in behind the back four.
Yeah. Now I'm at the ones I'm unsure about, really. Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, Marcus Rashford has three, I think. He does. Yeah. Which is high up on the all-time list here. Well, the since 1990 list. Only two have scored more than him. Only three have scored more than him.
I'm trying to remember who scored against us. 1990.
You're wishing you had Matthew Upson now, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm on the ropes anyway, so Matthew Upson would have come out.
No, there's a good few more. Missing a couple of
decent sizes. Has Gaza been said?
Gaza hasn't been said, but he's also wrong.
Yeah.
So he did not score in the Italian 90.
Famously, he played in only one World Cup.
Mm. Yeah. Did you have any more?
Crying.
Steven Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard at three. Yeah. He got that early goal against America on the start of their disastrous
ITV HD goal.
Yeah, of course. Rob Green had a clanger in there, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, Rob Green, yeah. Mark Rice scored in one of the games of Italian 90. Lineker was the person who scored against Ireland, by the way, on the day Alan Shearer got two in the World Cup 98. Darren Anderton also scored in 98. Saul Campbell scored in that game against Argentina. Then in 02 you had Rio Ferdinand, Peter Crouch, three for Gerrard. I don't know where we are now, probably 06. Jermaine Defoe, Daniel Sturridge, John Stones got two in a game. Kieran Trippier was probably one that he's missed out on because that was a goal against Croatia in the semi-final. Yeah. Jude Bellingham, Bukayo Saka got three goals in 2022, and Jordan Henderson is the last name on the list.
So I had slating him earlier in the quiz.
I think he got the last goal.
I had Saul Campbell, but I remember him getting a disallowed goal, and Argentina almost scored from it.
Who?
In that game, Saul Campbell in 98.
Yeah, he did. It was disallowed. Maybe he scored in a different game.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I didn't write down what games they played, so you're
right. That's what I had, and I should have said it.
Okay. Another point for David. Dominating the pass-to-pass around. But will he dominate any player to have played for Ireland on the pitch again, not just part of a squad, at a World Cup finals? Ross, you're up first in this one, and there are 37 men only.
Okay.
Ray Houghton.
Yep.
Sorry, it's me. Paul McGrath.
Yeah. Who at? Played two World Cups.
Robbie Keane
is correct.
Roy Keane
is correct.
Jason McAteer
is correct. Two World Cups for Jason.
It's me again, is it?
Yeah.
Niall Quinn
played at two World Cups, 90 and 02. Injured for 94.
Damien Duff.
DDD. Damien Duff dizziness.
Gary Breen.
Gary Breen is right, yeah. We have answered some of these in previous questions.
So I was thinking that game
so specific in my
Saudi
head,
game, like, yeah,
because I was telling you during the week that dad took me out of school to go and watch those games. So.
All green, back before it was a normal thing.
Yeah.
Spinadine Kilban.
Yeah.
His DJ name.
Ian Hart.
Ian Hart is right, yeah.
Steve Staunton.
Steve Stan Staunton, only player to play in 3 World Cups for Ireland.
Some record up.
John Aldridge.
Yeah.
Matt Holland.
Matt Holland. He's right too.
I don't like that Ross isn't writing anything down. It's terrifying. Mm.
His memory,
yeah.
It's creeping me out. Now, he hasn't won a point in the past
round yet. Wasn't alive for any of these.
Shea Given.
Shea Given is right as well, yeah.
Go on then. Paddy Bonner.
And Paddy Bonner is correct.
Dennis Irwin.
Dennis Irwin, yeah.
Gary Kelly.
Gary Kelly is right as well. Didn't have much recollection of the fact that Dennis Irwin was dropped halfway through USA 94 for Gary Kelly.
Jeez, yeah.
Kenny.
When Terry Phelan was playing left back as well, like, which, like, as much as I really like Terry Phelan, it feels like you'd probably make room for Dennis Irwin in your team, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe he was injured, I don't know.
Kevin Sheedy, not Liam.
Kevin Sheedy is correct. Liam Sheedy is incorrect.
I don't think Terry Phelan was said. You gave that one away. I had it anyway because it's a
question. I trust you, and that's great.
It's not written down, obviously. But Terry Phelan,
brilliant.
There you go. Like that was my late stage one.
It's because I haven't been doing this enough.
I like that. He's fulfilling the shithouse role very well here.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. Just too tired today.
Kenny Cunningham.
Yes, Kenny Cunningham.
It's another frustrating year.
Played in 2 games in 02.
Yeah, that was in 99.
You.
Mick
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Oh, got a little bit in my head there. I went. Kevin Moran.
Yeah. That Terry Phelan thing is annoying me now. I'll never get the job in the chase.
I'll be back in the quiz, so.
Back to me, isn't it? Ronnie Whelan.
We're ticking on time wise here a little bit. Ronnie Whelan, yeah, is right. One substitute appearance in both 1990 and 1994.
Right. Starting to struggle now.
Nearly said who was playing instead of him, of course, because
that would have been fun. I'm just not really much of an helpful. Idiot. Anyway.
Now looking at that ball behind you, by the way. Is that what you're doing?
No.
Keep your eyes front and centre, everybody.
Yeah, he's been the most obvious of the 3 of us, in fairness. Holding it like a moon rock in his hands. Tony Cascarino.
Yeah.
Tony. Have a bet.
Tony bet. Oh, we have our first call. I hate that ad so much.
Oh.
Kind of regret not writing them down.
I've written that down.
Yeah, you know, the story, Cascarino and meeting the Taoiseach.
Yeah.
I think he owns a tea shop.
I think he owns a tea shop.
Would you say it's true?
I don't know.
Ross, is it?
I don't think Charlie CJ would be dining out on that.
Just one of those things. The longer you're around these things, the less it feels like the stories anybody tells are true at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad eye-opening moment in your life.
You filled enough here
you filled in that time really well.
Now it comes to the point where eventually you have to answer your question on this quiz that's been going for 50 minutes.
I need a winger from the 2002 Spanish game and I can't think of one, so I'm out.
You're out?
Guess one. No? Oh, you're
out. No,
you must have one or two more.
No.
Somewhere deep
Down. Yeah, player. The early Terry Phelan put me off.
Back to me then, yeah.
Oh, was someone else's fault? Bad way to start.
Yeah.
So I'll go crappy quizzer though.
Phil Babb.
Phil Babb, yeah.
Laro.
No.
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 Laro was done by €4.88.
Trained injuries.
Dang, dang, dang.
24.
So that's it. Another point for David. God, he stretched away during the epic battle of attrition. That is the
fairness. He was getting that point one way or the other.
Cornish pasty shop owner Chris Morris.
Yeah.
Made in every game in Italian 90.
Steve Finnan
is right.
Andy Townsend.
Played every game. Fight. Two World Cups, including captain in 94. Alan McLaughlin came on against England in 1990. And I think
the goal.
Who scored the penalty against Romania, lads?
David O'Leary.
Yeah.
I had him,
but I thought I'd marked it off.
John Sheridan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tommy Coyne. David Kelly. Mark Kinsella.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Finnan. Stephen Reid. Lee Carsley. And who missed the penalty against Spain?
Ian Hart?
No. Well, yeah.
Mahalo,
we said him. No. Regular off the ball, David Connolly.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so David got 3 points there and had been on three. So you're on six, Cameron's on three, and Ross is on two. So
it's a competitive quiz.
A lot to play for in numbers. The front three magic numbers round. Could do with one of the other two getting it correct here. So I'm going to give you four questions with numerical answers. You add them up, write them down, all before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, the closest who doesn't go bust gets two, with 1 point for the next closest. Let's get going. I want the number of World Cup goals scored by Miroslav Klose plus the number of combined World Cups Leo Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo have played to date, plus the number of times Italy have won the World Cup, plus the number of teams who competed in the first World Cup back in 1930. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Can you go through that again?
Yeah, sorry. The number of World Cups scored by Miroslav Klose, the number of combined World Cups Messi and Ronaldo have played in to date, the number of times Italy have won the World Cup, and the number of teams who competed in the first World Cup back in 1930. Apologies for my fluffing over when I said the number of Ireland of teams is what I had written down there. I've seen it change my mind. Time's up. David, what have you got?
37.
Cameron?
27.
I'll put this together.
Let's go, Rook.
I think I'm 46.
46.
Yeah.
46 is bust. You're closest, but way off. So 2 points for David, 1 point for Cameron. The answer is 43.
Okay.
Okay.
So the number of that's after ruining the quiz here. But anyway, the number of World Cup goals scored by Klose is
15.
16.
Okay.
16. World Cups Messi and Ronaldo have played in
10.
Ten is right, Chad.
Yeah. So the what? 10, 14, 18.
06.
20. Italy is.
Yeah, Messi didn't play in 06, though, did he?
He did. He had a substitute appearance in a 6-0 win or something like that.
On,
yeah,
he
but
did. It
doesn't make Jose Peckerman any less of a coward.
No,
but like,
no,
you know.
No, sir. I was just thinking he didn't get brought. It was the game against Germany he wasn't brought on.
Yeah.
No, sorry. That's my mistake.
Sorry, you were counting out. I thought you were counting out the answers here, but no, the years. Okay. Yeah. Italy have won the World Cup.
Four
times. And how many teams were in the first World Cup? This is the hard one, I suppose.
10? I had 8.
13.
I had 14.
14.
So I was off on
I think you were the closest, yeah. But you were bust. So yeah, that's the rules of the magic numbers round. 13. There was supposed to be 16. Mm. Two pulled out late. Yeah. And down beside Egypt is missed the boat.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Have you heard that Wilson book as well, the World Cup one?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like, oh, come back.
Yeah.
We're trying to go to the World Cup.
Yeah.
We've been our heroes farewell today.
Yeah.
Okay, so David's on 8, Cameron's on 4, Ross is on 2. Okay, on to the final. Our winner tonight, who has already been decided, will be decided in the round that separates the wheat from the chaff. The Iraqs from the Italys, the Democratic Republics of Congo from the Denmark, the Cape Verdes from the Irelands. It's the never unfair, egalitarian, rapid-fire round. You'll each have a rapid-fire round of 20 seconds, 1 point for each correct answer. We'll start with the player on the lowest score, which is Ross, and then on to the next lowest and continue like that. Ross, you were in the joint lead on the same 2 points you have now, and now you're 6 points back.
Burn fast and bright.
But sure, you know.
Hey, if you've got time, don't worry about it.
Here we go, anyway. We'll have him back.
Not a bother.
Okay, are you ready for your first rapid fire
round?
Okay. Your 20 seconds starts now. What country has won the World Cup the most times?
Brazil.
Yes, who hosted the 1986 World Cup?
Mexico.
Who was the top scorer in the 2022 World Cup?
Mbappe.
What manufacturer has provided World Cup balls since 1970?
Adidas.
Who were the runners-up at World Cup 98?
West Germany.
No, who was the top Ireland's top scorer at World Cup finals?
Ray Houghton.
Robbie Keane.
Oh.
Yeah.
Started well again.
Three. Four? So he got the first four right, which puts him on to six overall. 98.
Argentina was... '98 was obviously France and
Brazil.
Brazil, yeah. And Robbie is obviously the okay. So that puts you on to six overall. David's on seven
or eight.
Battle for eight.
Maybe eight.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
One or the other.
Cameron, there is a chance here, though. Okay, you just need to nail all of these.
Grant,
your 20 seconds starts now. Who were the last European World Cup champions?
France.
Who hosted the 2014 World Cup?
Brazil.
Who was the Golden Ball winner at the 2018 World Cup?
Mbappe.
No. What country kept the Jules Rimet Trophy after winning it for the third time?
Brazil.
Who were the runners-up at the 94 World Cup?
Italy.
Yeah, who did Ireland play in their most recent World Cup game?
Recent World Cup game, Spain.
Yes. Okay, so you got 5 out of 6, I believe. Luka Modric was the... It's Croatia's Scrooge today in all kinds of ways. But I think you got everything else right. France are the most recent winners. 2014 was in Brazil. Brazil's been the answer to four questions so far. Yeah, Sorry about that. What country kept the Jules Rimet Trophy? Was Brazil, and Italy were runners up in 94, and Spain was Ireland's last game. So you got 5, which pushes you on, I believe, to 9, which means David needs 2 to win. So at least he has
a bit of jeopardy here. Yeah.
Okay, David.
It's good. Good score.
Are you looking forward to taking your time getting 2 here? Or do you want to get all?
I don't know. I've seen Arthur bottle this from many times, so like let's not count the chickens.
Knock 8 out of 8 here if you
do
want.
Do what the chasers do, where they take excruciatingly long when they have like 4 to get.
Okay, your time starts now. Who scored Spain's winner in the 2010 World Cup final?
Andres Iniesta.
Who hosted the 2006 World Cup?
Germany.
Who was the Golden Ball winner at the 1986 World Cup?
Diego Maradona.
West Germany's win over Hungary in 1954 was known as the miracle of?
Bern.
Who were the runners-up at the 2002 World Cup?
Germany.
Who did Ireland play in our first ever World Cup game?
England.
Who were the only CONCACAF team to make a World Cup semi-final?
Mexico? No, they're not a CONCACAF.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Yeah.
USA.
Yeah.
1930. But, well done. 6 out of 7. That would have been a beautiful way to finish it off there, to be honest. But there you go. That is a score of 14, I believe. A win by 5 points.
Yeah.
Sometimes the script, you know, just tells the story before we even bother doing the quiz.
I was going to suggest giving me my rapid fire like at the start of the quiz, and I could have just saved a bit of time at work. But anyway.
No, fair
play. Well done, everybody. Yeah. I hope you all enjoyed the World Cup.
Yeah.
Fair play. I said the World Cup.
Off the Ball Rugby.
I prefer the Leinster coming to us if we hadn't lost to Cardiff, but it's something special for us. You know, in South Africa, you see the top couple of clubs in the world. They go Leinster, Toulouse, Bordeaux. So we've got to test ourselves. So yeah, it's nice to be here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.